time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Thursday, April 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. In this short segment, I want to just simply get this off my chest. I've been struggling with this one, and I just need you guys to understand a couple of things. This deadline is fast approaching, this coming Tuesday, April 23rd at 4 o'clock. A ton of races are going to change drastically, drastically in a heartbeat. When we do the show next Wednesday, April 24th, is going to have a whole new dynamic is going to be taking place for the August 6th upcoming primary elections. Let me explain. Signatures need to be turned in for the U.S. Senate race. Right now, the only Republican candidate who's turned in enough signatures is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Rogers hasn't turned in signatures. Myers hasn't. Justin Amash hasn't. Michael Hoover's dropped out. Alexandria Taylor's dropped out. J.D. Wilson's dropped out running for Congress against Jack Bergman. Saren Savage, all these other people have already dropped out. I'm hearing rumors from certain people within the signature gathering industry. Justin Amash and Peter Meyer may not have enough signatures to turn in. Rogers claims he had his back in November. November 11th, 2023, he said he started collecting them. They got it done in 8 weeks, meaning he started in September. 2 months, 8 weeks, September the 11th. Those signatures are no longer valid, Mr. Rogers. Maybe your out-of-state political consultant doesn't know that. Based on the date you turn them in, the Bureau of Elections will go through them, and anything collected prior to 180 days are dead. They're no longer valid. Those 10 boxes you were standing in front of, which were props, they were empty, perhaps. Because when Sherry O'Donnell turned in her 27,804 signatures, she did it with 3 boxes. Why in your photo op does it have 10 boxes behind you? Because you're a fraud. You don't even live in Michigan. You've carpet bagged and are currently living with family in Michigan. You still have your $1.5 million mansion down in Cape Coral, Florida. Where do you live, Mr. Rogers? It's not Michigan. It's Florida. Why don't you at least be honest with the people? Well, it's all going to change, folks. This coming Tuesday is the filing deadline. County commissioners, county sheriffs, state representatives, and U.S. Senate candidates. It's all going to change this coming Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Next Wednesday's show, the 24th, you're going to find out who's on the ballot and who didn't make it. And then it's game on for August 6th. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three on this Thursday. Joining us on the line right now is the owner of MAGA Water in Sheboygan. John Davis is on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Trucker.
I got a text message from you. This was a link to a news story, and I'd like you to explain to the people listening what it was that you sent to me.
It's a news link from a story yesterday on the news. PFAS contamination has been identified in drinking water in all 50 states. And most people in the U.S. have been exposed to these chemicals, most likely through contaminated food or their drinking water, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
So PFAS now is officially identified by the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, to be in all 50 states.
Correct. And health risks associated with PFAS include cancers, elevated liver enzymes, lower birth weight, and heart issues and higher cholesterol, all because of the food and the water we're drinking that they use to process the foods and to, you know, produce beverages with the same city water, we call it, RO water, across every state, all 50 states. It's just everywhere, because the only source of water to manufacture food or beverages is they're using the source of this PFAS water. It's everywhere.
So PFAS water, because it's in the municipal city water supplies.
Correct.
Is being injected basically into the treatment of the food processing.
Correct.
So as a result, now PFAS, folks, you have to understand something. This is a never go away toxic material. This is used in fire retardation, or whatever the word is that they use to put out fires with, John. Isn't that the main focus, the main use of PFAS type products?
Yes, and the chemical, actually, one article in this story is that it gets into your bloodstream, into your brain. It's not to scare folks out there, but it's just the truth. These are facts. It's their research, not ours. And it's just prevalent everywhere, and it gets into your body because you're consuming these beverages, you're consuming these foods that are processed with water. Most foods need a base of water to process with so we can consume it. It's just the key ingredient. And this municipality water, like you're mentioning, Trucker, is the water they use to produce and manufacture foods and beverages. So there you have it.
Now, the easiest way to look at this, folks, is because the consumers have demanded labeling on all the products you consume. The first thing you have to look at is ingredients. The most prevalent items are listed first. So, for example, if you're looking at ketchup, for example, well, the first item in there is tomatoes or tomato paste or tomato extract or whatever it is. That's usually the first item. The majority of the product in there is. Then it's the second most, the third most, the fourth most. It goes in order as to the percent that's in the product. John, got a very simple question.
Sure.
How many food products that we can go into the store, pick up the jars, the cans, the cartons, or whatever, look at the ingredients, and water's not in probably the top three or four?
Yes.
Have you ever done it?
Yes, I have.
Water,
yes.
Water's in everything.
Water's in everything is to the point. Correct. You bingo, you nailed it. Bullseye. That's exactly it. It's water is the base ingredient for all beverages, and especially beverages. It's like 99% or 90%. I would say it's 90%.
Now, sometimes it's not that high, depending on if it's juice or whatever, but I understand your
correct
point.
I mean, for like all water products are functional.
Carbonated water, it's all made with this stuff. All of correct that is carbonated water.
Functional beverages with the flavored waters, they're 90% water, a little bit flavoring, blah, blah, blah. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, all that. Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
let me ask you this question. Outside of food consumption or other beverages, because Vicky and I are now consuming roughly between a half gallon to a gallon of MAGA water every single day. We fill our half gallon jugs, I usually have mine gone by about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. I fill it up again. By 10 o'clock, I'm going to slow down. I got to go to bed. I don't want to pee all night. So I stop drinking MAGA water. But my point is this. We're noticing how it's able to help us continue to lose weight. Vicky's back in fat burn again. She's in round two.
Super.
I'm starting to go back down a little bit because I was bad. I elevated almost to 219, so I'm going to get back down. The point is this. By drinking water, especially MAGA water, you're flushing your body. You're detoxifying your body. You're getting a lot of this stuff when you eat a meal. We eat lunch and dinners. But as soon as we drink the MAGA water, it flushes potentially a lot of these toxins out of our body.
Yes. And then the first couple of days, you might feel a little sluggish, or I wouldn't want to say fluish, but that feeling is the minerals are flushing that out of your body, and you taste it. Taste the pure difference.
You actually taste the difference, right? Yep.
Yeah, and so it flushes your body, and you start your detox process if you continue and stay on it daily, which we recommend.
Absolutely. And the easiest way to do it, folks, they now have the jugs for you to fill. You're not having to spend money on the plastics, the great BPA-free plastic bottles that they use, packaging. You can buy the jugs there, and you can fill them up. More or less, John, at a discounted rate is the pricing that you're offering people. Yeah, they got to have a vehicle to haul it. They have to lift it. They have to store it in the house, garage, basement, whatever. But basically, you can get this locally here, folks, in our listening area. You can make a run. We're doing it it's averaging now for us, John. It looks like about every 5 to 6 weeks, we're going to come see you to get, 8 of our 7-gallon jugs filled up. 56 gallons is lasting us about 5 to 6 weeks. And this is absolutely the best way to do it.
Yes. And each week, thanks to the radio show and the sponsor, Trucker, we're gaining customers every week. We had a new customer yesterday, and we are so grateful.
Well, the thing of it is, it's not just the people that hear about it on the radio, but these people then start telling their friends. And through that network influence, we're going to start getting a lot more customers for you because they'll start telling their friends. Word of mouth will get out, and people will understand, where you're located and how to do this. Now, one other part to this story that I read, and this is very alarming. These are what they call forever chemicals.
Yes, exactly.
Once it gets into your body, if you're not able to flush it out, then it potentially has the ability to stay in your organs, like you say, your brain, your blood, your liver, your kidneys, all of it. And how come we have just now started to hear about it when we've been hearing about all kinds of people with cancer up here in northern Michigan? It's amazing, Missy, who now this next week, it'll be a one-year anniversary since Vicky and I started the program. She said, Randy, I have scanned so many of your listeners that so many markers are in their bodies with cancer, PFAS, all these other contaminant and toxins. And she's like, what the heck kind of water, what kind of food are you guys eating up there?
Yes, and I believe that if there was expansion of this study across the United States, especially in the Midwest, like they say in this article on the West Coast, that they would find the same findings because it's all the bottled beverages that is the main source, because people drink their choice of whether it's a energy drink, or they drink this bottled water or that bottled water. That's the main source of it, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you as a sponsor. We love it. I got a text from Nick Wallace in Harbor Spring. He goes, I love that MAGA water. And I know he's bought the jugs and has come over and visited with you. I got one text message. People are asking, is it possible that if they don't have the ability to get the jugs themselves, is it possible that they could purchase the jugs, have them filled up, and any possibility you guys could deliver it to them?
We're willing to do that. We will do that if they're in our Sheboygan County area or Emmett County. I would say yes. We'll be happy to service them and help them.
Okay, because he said, I'm elderly and my wife is homebound. I'm her primary caretaker, and I can't really probably even lift the jugs myself. Once they get here, I can have a neighbor help me store them in the garage. So he's just reaching out and asking if that's a possibility. So something
yes,
to think
sir.
About. Yeah. So we'll basically, bottom line, you'll work and try to help people the best you can.
Yes, and our overall strategic growth plan for the future is to provide this, like even at Libby's restaurant in Sheboygan, they have the 5-gallon already system. Well, they're going to now, I believe, come over and fill those up, and or we can deliver them to them. They also carry our 20-ounce bottle as well, so for their customers to come in and eat, because they have a wide variety of beverages at Libby's. And so that being said, yeah, our strategic growth plan is to deliver water by the gallons, as also as come in at the filling station on site at the store.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you guys tremendously. And again, folks, Vicky and I absolutely swear by it. You know how we found out we absolutely swear by it, John?
How?
We ran out.
You ran out? You know, that's the truth.
I got to tell you, we went back to drinking the peach bottled water from Costco. I showed you the bottles that we used to drink.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, as soon as I put it in my mouth, I could taste that bicarbonate sodium that they put in it to change the pH.
Yes, you're not tasting minerals. No, you're tasting the bicarbonate, which is nasty.
It was disgusting. And I looked at Vicky and I said, can you imagine? We did Missy's weight loss program starting last year, April 23rd, the whole time with this crappy water. Could you imagine if we had done it with MAGA water?
Right. And people don't know the difference. That's what's so great about us introducing this and advertising it and getting the word out there. Just like Barry Shaw, he came over a couple weeks ago for like the third time, him and his wife. And he said, you know, I was at my friend's house a couple nights ago. We just ran out and they offered me a bottle of water. And my brain said, nope, I can't do it. And he goes, kindly, thank you. But no, I have to have my water.
So, I got to have my water. I carry my bottle with me everywhere. And I was at a meeting the other night for the Intercounty Republican Party, and everybody's like, Randy, every time I see you now, you're with that jug. And I'm like, yeah, baby, because it's MAGA water.
I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're getting the word out. We'll help make Northern Michigan healthier. We greatly appreciate, again, the phone number there. Give out the phone number you'd like people to call to make sure you guys are there at the factory.
231-818-9700. 231-818-9700.
Yeah, and they can also text you at that number as well?
Yes, they can also text me.
Okay, very good, John. And again, it's right there, 1406 South Mackinac Avenue, right there just west of the curve there in downtown Sheboygan. Just head west a little bit, about, what, a mile and a half, and you're right there on the north side.
Yes, sir. Text me, call me, or send me a smoke signal, I tell people.
Yeah, well, with these winds we're going to have here next week, I don't think the smoke signals will work. And also check them out on the website, folks, MAGA, M-A-G-A, water.com, MAGA Water. Get the research, get the information, and then give them a call. John, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thank you, Trucker. Have a great day.
You too, sir.
Yes.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We've got more stories from Lansing. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.